You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our 5 p.m. online worship service. And today, we will be wrapping up our Christmas series entitled In Time. And alam po natin na it's 5 more days to go, and it's Christmas season that we will all be celebrating with our family and loved ones. And it's 11 more days to go before the year 2020 ends. And I believe po, no, if not all, most of us are looking forward to a brand new year. That is why, as we face the year 2021, I pray that all of us will have a greater faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So we all know that when the year 2020 comes, ang dami po nating na-experience na mga challenges. So nagkaroon ng eruption ng Taal Volcano, tapos na-experience po natin COVID-19 na naging pandemic po worldwide. Marami pong company yung nag-close, nagkaroon ng mga reduction sa salaries, sa manpower. Okay? Hindi lang po yan, but we've experienced sicknesses. Okay? Then there's this typhoon. Okay? Na category 5, si Rolly. At ito pong si Typhoon Ulysses na hindi inaakala na kasing lakas ni Typhoon Ondoy. Then, nagkaroon din po tayo ng mga floods not only here in Metro Manila but even in some major provinces. And I believe, no, if I'm not mistaken, we are already around 10 to 11 months na naka-quarantine. And because of these challenges and tensions, so marami po yung gusto nang i-cancel yung 2020. In fact, may mga lumalabas na hashtag cancel 2020, probably because for these people, 2020 has not been good to them. Yung iba nga po, no, gusto nang i-erase sa calendar yung year 2020, but we cannot do that. Why? Because it is still very much part of our calendar. Some naman, no, they want to cancel Christmas season because they cannot celebrate Christmas the way they are celebrating it before. Pero in spite of all these things, yung mga tensions na to, problems left and right, meron pa rin po naman yung mga tao na who are fighting, who are upbeat, who are not losing hope, probably because of their faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So Christmas must go on. And when we are talking about Christmas season, we all know na marami pong mga tao na meron pong kanya-kanyang way to celebrate Christmas. But I want us to understand that Christmas is more than just seeing a baby in a manger. In fact, Christmas is more than just a traditions na nakasanayan natin, na sineselebrate natin every year. Also, Christmas is more than just reunions. Kasi para sa iba, no, hindi naman po masama to, pero for them to celebrate Christmas, gusto nila makita yung mga kaibigan nila, mga family from abroad, and mga ibang kamag-anak, probably sa province. For Christmas also, is more than just vacations. Yung iba talaga nagpupunta sa ibang nations, sa ibang lugar, para lang to experience the spirit of Christmas. Also, Christmas is more than just giving and receiving gifts. It is more than just party. Also, it is more than just fulfilling our bucket list. Alam ko, no, this year, marami pong nasad, no, dahil yung mga goals nila, mga bucket list goals, eh hindi po natuloy lahat because of the pandemic. Pero huwag po tayong malungkot, because we still have year 2021, so we can start planning again para magawa po natin yung ating mga natira sa bucket list. Alright, so again, the very reason we have Christmas season today is because of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. That the Bible said that He came here on earth, okay, in flesh and dwelt among us. And because our Lord Jesus Christ is the Creator, the preeminent one, okay, the source of all life in our troubled times. In fact, in the last 2 weeks, we've all learned that Jesus is the Logos or the Word, and Jesus is the life. So today, titingnan pa rin po natin, no, ano po ba yung matututunan natin about our Lord Jesus Christ. So again, our series is called In Time because many are hoping for better days. And for us believers, we know that our hope is in Christ Jesus, and He came just in time, okay, to give us hope and light. And this will be focusing as we go on and proceed with our preaching. So if you are ready today, I want you to open your Bible to John chapter 1, and we will be reading two verses today, verses 4 and 5. Sabi po rito, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Lord, thank you, God, for the preaching of your word. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will illuminate the meaning of your word today. God, as we magnify you in our midst, help us, God, to see that in you there is hope, that in you that you are the reason why we have a Christmas season to celebrate. We bless your name today. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Na sino po rin sa inyo may mga flashlight sa bahay? Ayan. Di ba po, ano, probably yung mga flashlight natin, mayroong malaki, mayroong mahaba, may maliit, may maikse, may manipis. Di ba? Pero ako rin po, no, nakabili rin po ako ng flashlight, mga ganyan lang po kalaki, pero tuwan-tuwa na po ako. Kasi according po dun sa mga reviews, malinaw po siya, no, pagka binuksan. And the reason na kaya po ako bumili nun, kasi lately po na nakaka-experience kami ng mga brownout dito sa Talavera. And every time na mangyari po yun, sobrang na-appreciate ko kasi sobrang linaw po talaga nung flashlight na yon. Alam po ninyo, no, nagulat ako kasi meron po ako na-discover yung code po ng flashlight is MS18. Okay, so, and ito pong flashlight na to, sobrang laki, sobrang taba. Ganyan siya kataba, ganyan siya kalaki. Yung light niya, yung light panel niya, halos ganyan pong kalapad. And ito po is 100,000 lumens. And doon po sa pinapanood ko na YouTube, meron pong isang guy na bumili siya ng maraming flashlights. Nung tinetest niya po yung first 5 flashlights na nabili niya, na-disappoint po siya kasi sobrang ang hihina nila kasi nandun po siya sa room niya na nakapatay po yung ilaw. Then comes yung flashlight na to. Yung sinasabi ko sa inyo, yung makikita niyo po sa picture, yan po yung MS-18 na yan. So sobrang laki po niya, pag open niya, so para siyang small attache case. So nagulat siya, wow, ang laki na ito ah. And he was thinking, gano'n kaya kalakas tong flashlight na to? So nung sinwitch niya to 20,000 lumens, ayan po makita niyo sa picture, sobrang linaw po, no, halos mabura po siya dun sa picture. Ayan po yung kuha ng camera niya. Tapos nung sinwitch niya sa 30 lumens, ganun din, o 60 lumens, sobrang hindi na po makayanan ng mata niya na he needs to wear at least 3 to 4 sunglasses. Okay? Tapos nung pinatay niya, siyempre, wala siya makita sa kwarto niya, inahat niya yung cellphone niya. Pagkita niya, nakita niya yung manual habang niilawan niya, kaya pala umabot up to 100,000 lumens. And nag-isip siya, totoo kaya to? Pero may nakalagay na warning doon na umiinit daw yon pagka umabot ng 100,000 lumens. So he prepared for it. So niready niya uli yung mga shades niya, siguro mga 6 shades, yung kanyang pinagpatong-patong sa mata niya. Pagbukas niya, boom! Ayan, sobrang liwanag po talaga. Ayan, makikita niyo sa picture, no? Halos nakagano na siya, nakangiwi, o hindi na siya makita. Okay, dun sa video kasi nga sobrang liwanag. How I wish yung mga ilaw sa mga poste natin, no? Ganyan kaliwanag. Kasi I believe lahat po tayo, no? Naka-experience ng lumakad sa dilim, di ba? O naka-experience ng brownout, hindi lang isang araw, probably dalawang araw, tatlong araw, o kung meron may isang linggo, sobrang uncomfortable po nun, di ba? Sobrang maalinsangan, nakakainip, nakakairita, tapos malamok pa, mainit, paypay tayo ng paypay. And alam natin, pagka madilim, di ba, pwede tayong makaapak ng kung ano-ano, makaapak tayo ng matulis, or makaapak tayo ng yew, di ba? So, kasi nga madilim, eh, hindi natin nakikita yung mga nadadaanan natin. Ang worst, pwede po tayong mabunggo, or pwede po tayong mapahama. That is why, yung physical light po, no, is very important sa buhay din natin. Now, speaking of physical light, I believe that a physical light is necessary for physical life, so is spiritual light to our spiritual life. Let me repeat that. A physical light is necessary for physical life, so is spiritual light to our spiritual life. And ito po yung pag-uusapan din natin ngayon, na today we will look at Jesus as the light. Okay? And ano po yung matututunan natin doon po sa text na binasa natin? Number one, that Jesus is the light of men. What does it mean? Ano pong ibig sabihin nun? Sabi po na sa verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now, ang question is, why do men need light? Okay? Because the truth of the matter is, we were all in sin and darkness. Sabi po sa Genesis 6 and 5, and the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So we can see the nature of man here, that we were characterized by wickedness and evil. Gaano po daw ka-weak? Okay? O ka-wicked? Tayo mga tao? O medyo lang ba? Onti lang ba? Hindi po. Sabi po rito, the wickedness of man was great in the earth, meaning the wickedness of man, okay, was great in the eyes of God. So we were so depraved of our sins that every inclination of thought in our hearts is so evil. And these things started in the Old Testament until today, sa time natin. And this put us in a position, okay, of sin and darkness, which is so impossible to dwell with the light. Why? Because sin cannot dwell with righteousness, which is God. And this sin erased our need for God. Ang naging impact po ng sin, hindi lang tayo napunta sa darkness, but people become rebellious. People wants to become independent of God. People wants to do things that seem right in his or her own eyes, pero at the end of the day, yung mga ginagawa po nila is actually not pleasing to God. And even before Christ came here on earth, okay, we were all living in a life of sin, and that made us live in darkness. We were so blind by our sin that we cannot recognize light. That's why we need light, because we are all walking in the path of destruction. Okay? Yung akala natin, yung tinetake natin na path, it will lead us to life that we want. Pero it is actually a path to destruction. And we need that because this is the only way. Listen to this. We need the true light, which is Jesus Christ, because that is the only way we can be set free, okay, from our depravity. Now, the question is, what kind of light do we need in order to be set free, okay, from our depravity? Okay, in verse 9, sabi po dun, the true light, say true light. Ayan, the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. So we praise God for sending His Son Jesus here on earth, because the coming of Jesus Christ into the world as true light, okay, was the dawning of a new day for sinful man, like us, like all of us. That Jesus Christ is the one and only true light of men. Now, is there such thing as false light? Kung meron true light, meron ba tinatawag na false light? Meron po. Okay, sabi sa 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as angel of light. Listen to this. We are not to expect that Satan will appear to man, okay, to be as bad as he is. Okay, hindi po natin na-experience na pag lumapit siya sa atin, ipapakita niya kung gano'n siya ka-trouble o kasama. Hindi po. Diba? Hindi siya magpapakita na he has the spirit of pure wickedness. Okay? Dahil siya nga yung master deceiver, so he will do things, alam mo, to deceive us, na parang ipapakita niya sa atin, okay to, pero hindi naman. Ano pong example nun? Diba sasabihin niya, if you do good deeds, you will be saved. Or if you will eat this fruit, you will be wise. Parang yung kung paano niya nilinlang si Adam and Eve. Even today, no, nag-ooperate pa rin siya. Kaya nga sabi dun, diba, na he disguises himself as an angel of light. Minsan sasabihin niya, kung businessman ka, no, o kung may business ka ngayon, sige na, mag-compromise ka na. Tanggapin mo na yung pera niya, total. In the long run, magbe-bless ka rin naman ng tao eh. Di ba, meron siyang pinapakita na parang tingin natin, okay sa atin, pero ang reality, hindi talaga, ikakapahamak natin. Another illustration that I can give to us when we say Satan disguises himself as an angel of light, alam niyo po ba yung bug killer light? Di ba, yung ultraviolet, yung kulay ng ilaw niya, yung sinasabit usually sa labas ng bahay. Or may nabibili po nun maliliit na nilalagay sa kwarto. Alam niyo po ba yung mga bugs, 'di ba? Pag yung lalo na pag magtatag-ulan, gustong-gusto nila yung doon sa liwanag. So pag nakita sila ng liwanag, magpupuntahan sila ron, pero hindi naman wala namang harm nangyayari sa kanila. Pero ito pong bug killer light na to. So pag meron tayo nito, no, yung pag lumipad sila doon, kala nila, uy, attracted tayo sa light. Pero anong nangyayari doon? Namamatay sila. Nagpuputukan nga sila eh. 'Di ba? And ganun po yung goal ni Satan. He disguises himself as an angel of light. Nakala natin, when we come to him, okay yung path na napupuntahan natin, pero ang reality, this is actually a path to our destruction. Why? Because his goal is to kill, steal, and destroy. That's why we need to be discerning. We need to know what kind of light we are embracing in our lives. Again, Jesus is the light of men, meaning that Jesus is the light. Ang definition po ng light sa dictionary is something that makes vision possible. In other words, light makes it possible for us to see. Bakit? Kasi pagka wala pong ilaw, we are hopelessly blinded to our spiritual problem. Okay? It blinds to the way out of spiritual darkness. Hindi po natin makikita kung paano po ba lumabas dun sa spiritual darkness na yon. And light makes it possible for us to see clearly, to see things as they really are. Diba? That's why Jesus came here as true light to help a blind world regain its sight. Hello? Again, Jesus came as true light to help a blind world regain its sight to show people the right path. That's why in John 12:46 in NIV version, Jesus said, "I have come into the world as light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." Okay, on other occasion, Jesus said sa John 9:39 in NIV version ulit, "I have come into this world so that the blind will see." You see, Jesus brings us the light that restores us from spiritual darkness. Okay? So, that's why we need to desire of that true light. Diba? We need to appreciate that He came here as a true light for us to be set free from our spiritual darkness. What else can we learn? Jesus is not only the light of men, but Jesus as light is the light that shines in darkness. Sabi sa verse 5a, the light shines in darkness. Now, before we truly appreciate the light that shines in the darkness, we need to understand what was the kind of darkness in which Jesus found the world. And the Bible describes the darkness is the realm of ignorance and folly. Ibig sabihin, nung dumating dito si Jesus sa mundo, yung mundo daw is in the realm of ignorance and folly, meaning yung mundo po daw is naglalack ng good sense and understanding about good and evil. That's why ang daming wickedness nung before Jesus came here, ang daming mga evil things na nangyayari. In fact, Psalm 82 verse 5 said, "They have neither knowledge nor understanding. They walk about in darkness." So to say that the world is in darkness is therefore to say that the world is lost in ignorance and folly. And this is actually the picture of any place or person, okay, where Christ is unknown or the gospel is not preached. And the world into which Jesus came was and is darkened by evil. That's the reality. The world is opaque and obscure. The world is hopeless. The world is depraved because of sin and darkness. But you know what? There is a good news. Okay, and the good news is that the light shines in darkness, that Jesus shines in the darkness. I remember the song, "O Holy Night." Sabi po doon, "O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till He appeared and the soul felt its worth." Diba? I like that line. Sabi na, long lay the world in sin and error pining till He appeared, till Jesus came here on earth and the soul felt its worth for the very first time. Yung mga tao na naramdaman nila that they are worthy, na meron silang worth in the eyes of God. And that, yun po yung nangyayari, no? When light dispels darkness, people became open to the light. Okay? Nalalaman nila yung truth. Now, what happens when light shines in the darkness? It exposes, okay, what is in the dark. Tama? It reveals what's behind the darkness. I remember, meron po ako nakita na Facebook post ni Mayor Vico Soto sa Pasig in his FB account. Pinakita niyo po yung naglalagay sila ng mga solar light sa ibang mga parte ng Pasig City na nire-report na medyo madilim. So, nag-install sila ng mga solar light. Then, that night also, same day, okay, binalikan nila, wow, grabe yung liwanag. Sobrang na-appreciate ng mga tao na ang ganda pala na yan sa lugar na to. Okay? So, tapos yung mga tao, mas lalo nilang naramdaman na safe sila because, di ba, may liwanag nga. Di ba, sabi nga ng mayroon, may liwanag ang buhay. Di ba? So, parang kahit pa paano, merong sense, no? Doon sa sinasabi ng miracle. Again, This is also true sa buhay natin. When we have Jesus in our lives, He can light every dark area of our lives. And when we have, when our lives are light up by Jesus, the enemies will flee. Diba? Lalayo, aalis yung enemy sa buhay natin. Kaya nga sabi sa Bible, the old has gone, the new has come. We get transformed. And we live a life of sin to a life of daily sanctification. Diba? Little by little, we are being renewed, okay, according to God's grace and His mercy. And we learn to follow Jesus and His ways little by little. So again, Jesus is not only the light of men. He is not only is the light that shines in darkness, but Jesus is the light that will not be overcome by darkness, meaning it will continually shine. It will never stop on shining. It will prevail in darkness. Okay? So verse 5b, sabi na, the darkness has not overcome it. So when the light is already present, listen, the darkness cannot do something about it anymore. Why? Because the light will always triumph over darkness. Kaya napapansin niyo sa mga poste, di ba? Kahit na madilim, pag nakailaw na yung mga ilaw ng poste, wala na magawa yung dilim. So meron na kasing liwanag. And that light that shines in a person's life will never be taken away anymore. Sabi sa NLT version, the darkness cannot extinguish it. In Amplified, the darkness has never overpowered it. So the Message, the darkness can never put it out. And in King James version, the darkness can never comprehend it. Because we have Jesus, our light. Listen, the Bible said in Psalm 23, even we walk through the shadows of valleys and of death, we will fear no evil. In Psalm 27, sabi po doon, the Lord is my light in salvation, whom shall I fear? Whom should we fear if we have Jesus as our light? Kaya ang sinasabi sa 1 John 4:4, for greater is He that is in you than he who is in the world. Since we have Jesus as our light in our lives, we don't have to fear and even the external darkness. When I say external darkness, it pertains to the pandemic that we are experiencing now, the sickness, the challenges, the problems, and others. So alam po ninyo, no, speaking of that, this year po, no, as early as February, okay, kami pong family, we were faced with one of the darkest moments in our lives. And we cannot comprehend po kung ano yung nangyari sa amin. It seems na para po kaming lost, tapos nag-lockdown pa, so hindi namin alam talaga kung anong gagawin namin, mas lalo po namin naramdaman yung tension. So aside from that, sobrang challenging po talaga yung situation because yung resource po namin is very limited and we don't know where to get other resource. Lalo na po ako, no, talagang i-admit ko po sa atin, nag-worry po ako nung time na yon. And yet, the Lord is so faithful to us. Okay? Because after 8 months po, no, talagang we are very thankful na kahit na po meron kami situation, we feel like the Lord is just stretching us, teaching us something, as if the Lord is telling us, I got you covered. Okay, so in short, He really did cover us. He protected us, He provided for us, okay, and the Lord just amazed us. And I believe, hindi pa po tapos si Lord sa amin at sa sitwasyon namin. Dahil sabi nga ni Lord, it is a done deal already. Alam niyo po yung sitwasyon namin, it may be physically dark, pero spiritually, we are enlightened by God's grace. And because of that, kaya ko po nasabi na we are enlightened by God's grace. Kasi nung nakuha po namin lahat ng mga result ng lab test ng asawa ko, lahat po normal, lahat po negative. Even po yung last na test niya, yung 2D echo, okay, na para po i-check kung yung puso niya po ay humihina. Okay, normal po lahat nung kanyang test. Praise God for that. And our prayer, and my prayer for her is that she will continue to become healthy and improve. Okay, na yung sakit niya will not recur, not next year, not in the year 2022, not in the next 5 years, but I believe that she will be completely healed by our Lord. Why? Because the light of the Lord will shine in that dark area or dark disease in her body. That's why sobrang na-encourage po ako dito sa John 16:33. Sabi po dito, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have life. In the world, you have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And that's the very reason He was sent here on earth. He was sent here not only to overcome sin and death, but to give us light that will not be overpowered by any form of darkness. So what's the point in our preaching today? that Jesus is the true light that shines in our life, and the darkness will not overcome it. Now my question is, are you walking in the light today, or are you still in darkness? You know, unless we believe Jesus as our only Savior, unless we repented, unless we decided to live that life of darkness, okay, we are still living in darkness, and hindi pa po natin may experience yung benefits of being in the light. Okay, the Bible said in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Do you want to experience that light of life? Okay, then stop walking in darkness and start walking in the light of life. John 1 verse 12 to 13, sabi dito, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So I believe God is giving you this opportunity to believe in him, to receive him as your Lord and Savior, and for you to embrace that right to become his children. So would you be willing to believe and receive that invitation from God? If that is you, would you follow this prayer? Lord Jesus, thank you. Today I realize that I need you, the true light. Lord, I believe that you died and rose again from the dead. And thank you, God, for the gift of eternal life that you are giving me today. Lord, I am sorry for all my sins. I believe and confess today that you are my Lord and my Savior. This I ask. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Kung ikaw po yung tao na nag-pray na yun, no, please message us. Okay, huwag po tayong mahiya sa aming Facebook page account, or probably you can scan this QR code para makontak po namin kayo, no, at mapag-pray po namin kayo at matulungan po namin kayo in your walk with God. Now, para po sa mga Kristiyano naman, ito po ang challenge ko sa atin at panalangin. Sabi po rito sa 1 John chapter 1 verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. I believe hindi po aksidente na naging Kristiyano po tayo lahat. And kung naririnig mo ngayon ito, and isa ka sa nagpa-follow kay Jesus, isa ka sa mga disciple ni Jesus Christ, I believe he is telling you today that it's time for us to become a witness. Okay, wherever the Lord has put you or has placed you, kung saan ka man naroon ngayon, I believe the Lord is telling you today na be the light, okay, wherever you are. And I believe na we can be a light to our family, we can be a light to our workplace, we can be a light, okay, in our school, kahit na po virtually lang nangyayari, no, we can testify about the goodness of God, we can testify about Jesus as the light who came down here on earth so that you and I can experience eternal life. So imagine this with me, church, di ba? We are living in a dark world, but if we will become light wherever we are, now we can see a bright community, we can experience a bright future ahead of us. Why? Because the light of Jesus that was in us will continue to shine, okay, to other people. So let us pray. Father, thank you, God, once again, as we end this series, Lord, thank you, God, for showing us that you are the light of men, that you are the light that shines in darkness, and that you are the light that will not be overcome by darkness. Thank you, Lord, that we will continue to live victorious because of your light, because of you that is living in us. Lord, we bless you today. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone will say, amen and amen. Again, thank you very much. We'll see you again sa next week, as we will have another preaching to encourage us. But with that, Merry Christmas to everyone. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.